Academic Aesthetic Podcast for Monday, February 27th, 2006. I'm your host, Aaron Art Guy Smith. All right, now, welcome to day two of my summary of the PNC Den event from last weekend. I already explained exactly how I'm going through this in my last podcast from yesterday, so let's move right on with the summary. Now, during the keynote session from yesterday that I talked about, and during lunch and stuff like that, I got to sit next to several educators from around the United States, including one named Christina Runkles. Now, Christina is a teacher of a third grade class that has just started podcasting. You can find her class's podcasts at http://runkles1, so it's RUNKLES, the number one, .podmatic.com. And I have been podcasting longer than she has, so she did ask me for some advice, but after listening to what her kids are already doing, I don't think she needs a lot of advice. Her kids are doing wonderful work, and these are just third graders. Now, granted, there is that Room 208 podcast that you may have heard of, which is really, really good, but they are soon not going to be the exception to the rule. They're going to be the rule. Third graders can do remarkable work with technology. Most of these kids are digital natives. I've got my art club kids getting ready to podcast as well. And granted, I only get to see them once a week, so I can't do as much with them as many other educators. But still, I set them up in front of an old iMac running OS 9, so it's not even running the latest software. It's got Audacity on it, an old version of Audacity. I showed them the three buttons: record, stop, play. And then I walk away. Now, I did have them write their scripts in advance, but they sat down and they played with it, and they wanted the spot taken out, so they figured out how to cut that out and remove it. They zoomed in by accident, and they couldn't figure out why everything was zoomed in and why it was so much larger on the screen. They wanted to zoom back out again. And which tool did they use to do that? And how did they stop that from doing it again? Well, before I had a chance to explain it to them, the student that was in front of the computer at the time clicked on a few things and fixed the problem. I didn't have to say anything. I love when I'm made obsolete like that. I love being a facilitator rather than the teacher who stands up and gives a lecture. You know, lectures can be fun too, but I'm not going to be the teacher of these students forever. They need to learn things on their own. They need lifelong learning skills. And when teachers show their students how to podcast or how to use anything that involves technology on their own, I think that does a lot more for their future than teaching to a test. That's my personal opinion, but that's what I think. Now, just imagine for a second. These kids are already podcasting on a level that some adults can't handle, technology-wise. Just imagine what they could be doing after graduating high school, or better yet, college. Where are they going to be in relation to the technology of the day compared to us? Most of us did not get this far a head start. Podcasting is barely over a year old, and they're already knowing how to do it. This is incredible stuff. Okay, that's my podcast for the day. I've got another one lined up for tomorrow. If you want to drop me a line and let me know how I'm doing and whether or not I should just stop and go away and never come back, there's a couple ways to get a hold of me. You can always email me at theartguy@gmail.com. You could also go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, and click on the comment link and leave a comment for the show notes for this. that's about all. So, until tomorrow, stay subscribed and fare thee well.